NCC is active in over 50 countries around the world. Each of those countries had their own particular pandemic responses, but there were some common themes through the international world, including here, which meant less travel and also less expenses. It meant more emphasis on water, sanitation, hygiene, and providing assistance in a virtual way or in a different way than we ever had before. And that applied both here in British Columbia as well as in all of our countries. The response in these various countries varied a whole lot because we're active in places like Vietnam, which saw very few cases, as well as India, where there appears to be now some herd immunity, and Bangladesh, where everybody over 40 is being vaccinated, much ahead of where we are in Canada. But here in BC, our work was affected also because we had to limit our meetings and limit interaction. And much of our work here is built on relationships, relationships with people that live on the margins, relationships with people that are in need of housing. And so we needed to do that in a different way, just like in most other places within the province, we've had to curtail social gatherings and we've had to do that. We still do things like barbecues for people that are homeless near where MCC is located. And probably the biggest impact was our largest fundraising event, which is the Festival for World Relief, which we do every second week in September. We needed to cancel this past year, and we wondered what was going to happen. Normally, we raise over $1 million gross. And yet, this year, we had to do things differently, including a drive-through festival to go. But we managed to raise over $750,000 through generous support from our donors. And so the impact there was not nearly felt as much as we thought it would be. Where it was felt was in our thrift operations. We operate 10 thrift stores throughout British Columbia, and they were closed for several months. And so that impacted not only our net revenue, but now we're incurring expenses in each of those places for all the time that they were closed. But the last thing I wanted to say was thrift hasn't reopened. And while we won't be able to earn as much net revenue as we have in other years, we've certainly earned and are earning more than we thought we would.
You mentioned that one of the biggest issues was having to limit your face-to-face interactions, especially with people who were living on the margins. How did it affect those people?
More stress. Now, not only are they dealing with the things that they would always have to deal with, now on top of that is this. So mental health resources. We continue to do our rent bank, trying to assist people to keep them off the street in the first place. And this would be through Raven's Moon and other ways that we try and help people keep off the street so that they don't find themselves in a homeless situation. We managed to continue to do that, but the provision of mental health resources, I think, becomes more of a challenge and has become more of a challenge. It doesn't mean we can't do it, but that's where the impact, I think, was most felt, was increased stress on mental health, increased mental health challenges, and increased challenges with providing services for mental health. Secondly, we have found that gender-based violence has increased during this pandemic. And so our end abuse program, which targets men and women living in violent, intimate relationships, was curtailed for a while, but has started up again with strong membership. So it affected people in the sense that we needed to recalibrate, rethink how it is we're going to provide these services. But in the end, we're figuring it out. There's no service that we were doing, whether or not it's refugee assistance, homelessness prevention, end abuse, Indigenous relations, we managed to reopen all of them. But for sure, all of them were affected.
And here in Canada, what do you do to support people who are experiencing violence in their relationships?
We try and provide, first of all, a forum where men and women separately about their feelings, what situations they face, which then causes them to react violently, and what steps they can take to do something about it, to mitigate those kinds of reactions. And so our end abuse facilitators run a series of workshops, leading people through a series of, I think, four phases of workshops where women that find themselves in this kind of a relationship are advised on how it is they need to react and provide resources for them to escape those kinds of situations. We provide the workshop training and services and consulting assistance, whether that be one-on-one or in a group setting to help them do that. We do the same for men. The men's group has started some years after the women's end abuse offering. So we have men that come back for phase one again and again, and then some move on to the next workshop. Our end abuse program is fully subscribed, and our facilitators do an excellent job.
I'd also like to ask you about the thrift stores. So first, I kind of want to ask you why MCC has thrift stores at all. It kind of seems like a funny thing to toss in the mix.
Yeah, but it is a revenue producing set of services that we can offer. Net, we, as you would see from our annual report, for our last full year before the pandemic, almost $2 million net revenue raised in BC. So that's after the expenses are taken off. Why do we do this? Because it's a generator. And it started 50 years ago when some women said, let's sell some of the handicrafts that we sold. It took off from there. And it has proven to be very successful over the years. The second reason that we do it, it provides a place for engagement. And it helps those that normally need to buy goods at lesser price. So it's an opportunity to donate. It provides an opportunity to serve, as in volunteers, because primarily these thrift stores are run and staffed by volunteers. And it provides a service to the community. At least we think it does. That's why we do thrift stores.
How is it working in the thrift shops right now during COVID to make sure that everything's like safe and clean?
Full COVID-19 protocols are in effect. So must wear a mask, sanitization, keeping social distance. When the thrift store first reopened in June, then we had a lineup out the door. But that has mostly gone away. All of the stores follow complete COVID-19 protocol, from masking to distancing to sanitizing of hands as well as merchandise.